TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good evening and welcome to the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco. This is super PM too. I'm really late tonight. I actually just picked up some food. I had to make a stop on the way home, handle some business, and so it took me a little bit longer to get this recorded today. However, here we are. You know, with the tech issues from Thursday afternoon, I didn't want to miss Fridays as well, as I still want to try to get a bonus edition in tomorrow, probably tomorrow morning, which is Saturday. But it is episode number 31. I think I incorrectly called this morning's episode 29. It was actually 30. There have been 30 editions of Driving with DeMarco, and that is just fucking crazy. So thank you for listening and being a part of this strange journey that I've taken you on in and out of my morning commute or my afternoon commute. And yeah, here we are. I'm headed home. I got some Chinese food for me and the kid. I'll pull back the curtain a little bit, the personal curtain. My wife and daughter are at a dance, not a dance recital, but dance competition this weekend. And so my daughter's got solos tonight and then the group stuff tomorrow. So they're staying in a hotel because it's on the other side of town. Like I said, I live on one side of Phoenix and I work on the other. Well, they're on the other side of town for the dance thing. So they are there. I am not there because I have to get my son to a soccer thing, soccer tryouts actually, early tomorrow morning. So yeah, there's the peel back the curtain a little bit, as I did two or three weeks ago on Driving with DeMarco on a bonus Saturday edition. I think it was 2 weeks ago. But we are here for the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco on this Friday, finishing off the work week. Hopefully you had a great work week. And today's topic is a little bit interesting because I haven't had a chance to dig into the leaked television deal for All Elite Wrestling, as it's now being assumed that they will be on either Turner. They'll be on Turner. They'll most likely be on TNT, possibly TBS. And I think it's pretty safe to move forward with this information because it came from television industry reports, not from wrestling industry reports. You know, FDM, fuck Dave Meltzer, as they like to say. But go follow Eric Bischoff on Twitter, eBischoff. He had a great tweet about Dave Meltzer again today, I think, or yesterday, about how he's a hack. So, yeah. Listen to the people that know, the people that lived it, not the people that wish they had, is what I'll tell you there. But the TV deal for All Elite Wrestling came out via Television Insiders, and it's, like I said, on probably TNT, possibly TBS, and they're going to be there for the upfront in New York City. And some information is going to be given the night before to reporters. It's going to be under embargo so that it can be released along with the upfronts. Now, typically, you wouldn't go to the upfronts unless you were part of the primetime schedule. Now, if All Elite Wrestling is going out there on their own, then maybe there's a chance they're not part of the primetime schedule and they'd be a later night show, like at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock. I'm hoping that's not the case. Look, I don't care if it's 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock or whatever it is. I think this is fantastic. Now, I have been kind of labeled as a WWE apologist, WWE mark, whatever you want to call it. You know, I'm a pal, so to speak. And really, I'm not. I'm a professional wrestling fan. I love the business, and I understand the WWE's place in the business and how little we would have to celebrate and enjoy and love in this business if WWE ceased to exist. As WWE goes, so does the wrestling business. That is a quote from my friend Dom Vitale, who knows what the fuck he's talking about. Now, why I think this is great, though, is because this is going to force WWE to get better. But I want to talk about their TV deal real quick, and I've talked a little bit about it before. I do believe that this TV deal is probably a lot like that XFL deal that we talked about a couple days ago, where they're getting exposure for this, maybe not getting a rights fee, but they got money to pay for that stuff, so it's okay. They're paying their talent, they get the TV exposure, that brings more people to order the pay-per-views, that brings more people in the building. We'll talk about pay-per-view next week probably for them, because I'm a little worried about the pay-per-view situation for All In, or excuse me, for Double or Nothing. But this can only be a good thing for me because it's going to give them exposure. It's going to get wrestling fans talking. It's not going to take much for them to crack the top 50 on a Tuesday night. And I'm going with Tuesday because really, Tuesday and Wednesday are the only viable nights that this show can air. Monday, you've got Raw. I don't think you go head-to-head with Raw, at least not right away. Friday, you got SmackDown. You're debuting in October. You've got NFL football on Thursday. I'd rather not see you go against that. That leaves Tuesday and Wednesday. WWE has loaded up Wednesday nights on the network to the point where you've got shows that an All Elite Wrestling fan would like. NXT, NXT UK, other specials they put on there like the Mae Young Classic, Worlds Collide, things like that, usually either Tuesday or Wednesday. So if you put it on Tuesday night, now I could see WWE counter-programming it, and that's fine. That's what this business is all about. People like to shit on WWE for doing their Bret Hart versus Tom McGee special. It's their footage. Fucking, they should do it. I mean, it's great. It's fantastic. It's what they do. It's business, man. You poke the bear, don't get mad when the bear comes at you. That's what fucking happens. Don't smirk on Twitter, Conrad. It's okay. Do your thing. You're going to make a shitload of money. It's all good, bro. It's all good. But All Elite Wrestling on Turner, I mean, this is huge. I think they're going to do pretty well. I don't think they're going to beat WWE in the ratings right away, but I think they're going to be competitive. I think they're going to draw a decent rating, and they could grow that market if they advertise the hell out of it. If Turner is going to be a strong partner in terms of advertising, if they're going to advertise during sporting events, if they're going to air specials, you know, maybe they'll air Double or Nothing and Fighter Fest and Fight for the Fallen and All In 2. Maybe they'll put a special together with highlights of that. Who knows? There's a lot they can do and a lot they can be creative. They're going to have some good footage from those four events because they can't use the All In footage unless they pay Ring of Honor a lot of money. And from what I understand, the number Ring of Honor wanted was a big number that the Khan group and everybody else balked at. Now, maybe as we get closer to the TV deal or TV starting, maybe as, you know, All Elite Wrestling comes together, they're going to want that footage because they want to be completists. Who knows? But as of right now, you want All In footage, you're paying for it from Ring of Honor. Good on Ring of Honor. They got fucked over and everything else in this deal. I'm glad they at least got that. Now, what this means, WWE, are they going to view this as competition? It is not competition from day one. It is not competition now. Even though WWE is reacting to All Elite Wrestling, doesn't make them competition. WWE is already taking measures against their competition before they become competition, and that's smart. WCW almost beat WWE. Could have put them out of business if things went in a certain direction. The timing was right. Look at what's going on now. You've got people disenfranchised with the WWE product, right or wrong, doesn't matter what your opinion of the opinion is. And you've got people excited about the All Elite Wrestling product. You put those things together, you've got a hell of a recipe that WWE has to deal with. So they are smart in fucking with things that are going on at StarCast, even if it's not related to AEW. They are smart in holding people to their contracts and extending contracts for injury. It's smart business. But guess what? All Elite Wrestling is smart business too. They're making some good decisions. They're spending a shitload of money. I hope that doesn't run out because that's not an unlimited funnel. They got to make money back, and hopefully they do, and hopefully they get what they need. I don't know how much they're going to get from Turner, if anything, on day one, but hopefully they can turn things around. Maybe it's a barter system where they keep half the advertising and Turner keeps half the advertising, like Impact had on Pop. Who knows? But either way, this is a good thing. This is a company who is getting clearance on Turner Network Television or Turner Broadcasting Systems, as TNT or TBS, with no pilot, with no footage, with no history, with nothing to stand on. And yet they're getting this clearance. Even if it's at 11 o'clock at night or midnight, that's great fucking clearance for a company with nothing to go on, except for names and events that are going to run soon. You never know what's going to happen. But yet, they're going to be part of the upfronts that take place before Double or Nothing. I don't know about you, but I wish we didn't have to wait till October for this to happen. I wish it could happen during the summer. Like, I want this to come right away because competition is best for business. WWE last made their most radical changes when they were getting their asses kicked by WCW. They're trying to make changes now that are preemptive. I don't think they're going to work, at least not in the eyes of the fan base. Not to where WWE wants to get. They want to dominate the ratings. They don't want to just be in the top five, which they are on a consistent basis. They want to dominate the top five. That's going to take a shift in the product. And the last time we saw a shift in the product towards the Attitude Era was because of competition from WCW. And I hope that we get the true reality era, not the bogus reality era that we were told we were getting, but the true reality era. The era that's influenced by the UFC. That's athletic competition focused on winning championships. If the WWE shifts their product to that style of presentation, I think they'll do better. I think they'll compete. I think they will change the landscape of the business once again. Not ahead of everybody else, but in response to everybody else. That's where I want to see the product go. Tell your stories inside the ring. You can still do the comedy and the drama and the relationship stuff. Keep it small. Keep it behind the scenes. But let it play out in the ring. Look at Lucha Underground. They fucking killed people. They killed characters off on their show. But it still started and finished in the ring. Even all the drama around Dario Cueto. Excuse me, I had a cough there. Dario Cueto and this underground fighting ring that he was running. And all the stuff around the poison government official and everything that they were doing that was bad. And him dying and him coming back to life and all that shit. It was all still centered around the in-ring product. And that's what made Lucha Underground work. And the WWE at the end of the day, that's why Brock Lesnar worked. Because his shit ended in the ring. That's what WWE needs to focus on. And I hope All Elite Wrestling gets it there, because that's the big idea. All Elite Wrestling is not competition right now. All Elite Wrestling will not be competition in October. But they are the potential for competition. And that is enough to get WWE's reaction and WWE's attention. And that is enough to push us into what could be an amazing era in professional wrestling history. And that's going to do it for the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco for Friday, May the 10th. If you're a mom, happy Mother's Day. My mother's birthday is on Mother's Day this year. That's exciting. So I'll obviously be involved in that. But if you have a lady in your life who is a mother, please celebrate her this Sunday. You should celebrate her all the time, but definitely celebrate her this Sunday. I know I will. You can follow me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. Follow the website at TheChairShot.com. That's TheChairShot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. That's the hardest hitting opinions, reviews, analysis with attitude, bitch, as it says in the promo. You can also head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. I checked today, and the new t-shirt design is still not live, so I'll be following up there, but when it is, I will let you know because I'm excited about it. You can, again, head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com. Support the Chair Shot. Our shirts are cheaper than most. They're only $19.99. There's plenty of shirts out there that are $29.99, $27.99, $24.99. We keep them lower than that. Keep them under $20 so that you're able to get a good deal while supporting your favorite wrestling website. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Go to TheChairShot.com. You can click store on the menu. It's the same thing. It'll take you to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, and I'll let you know when that design gets up there. Hey, have a great weekend. You know, everybody worked hard this week. I know I did. It was a crazy-ass week at work, and now I'm excited for the weekend. It's going to be a fun one. I hope your weekend is a great one, too. If you work over the weekend, work hard. Enjoy your time off because you deserve it. I love you for listening. I love you for who you are. Let's have a lot of fun next week as I will talk to you on Monday morning on the next edition of Driving with DeMarco.